moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Gosscast. This is episode 13. We took a few weeks break there because we had the Gossies on, and then I went over to LA for all the pre-Oscars parties. And in this episode, myself and my editor Kendra Becker were chatting all about the Gossies and how she wasn't there. It was so sad.
So sad.
We're chatting about the Oscars and kind of what it was like over there and kind of our favorite highlights from the Oscars. And then we are delving deep into the Jordan Woods, Tristan Thompson, Khloe Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Travis Scott, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, everyone. All the drama, because it's just been crazy the last few weeks. It's all anybody is talking about in this industry. So we're going right into that. So yeah, enjoy. Hello, everybody. We're back. Kendra Becker has risen from the dead. From the actual dead. Like, I actually
People thought I was dead.
Like, we were joking about it, but when I was in LA, I was like, Kendra was saying she should hold a press conference to say she was, like, alive, because, like, people were like, what is going on? So just to fill you in, because, like, we haven't chatted on this in so long, the last time we were talking to you was right before the Gossies.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So the Gossies were a month ago, so it's been a month.
It's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute, as they say in Los Angeles. But yeah, Kendra missed the Gossies for the first time ever.
It was actually, this has been the worst month of my life, I think. Yeah. Like, it was horrendous.
So bad.
I got the flu, like full on influenza. Yeah. Like, it was so bad. Get your flu jabs, people.
No, like, we're getting ours now for Christmas. I was saying that earlier on. No, like, we need to get them
No,
it was so sad. Like, I don't think people realize until the night when you actually weren't there, because Kendra's been in the company for nearly 4 years. So she's been to every single Gossies. And it was, like, so horrible, because not only are you, like, my right-hand woman, but even just, like, emotionally, if you're not to be there, it was so bad.
So sad.
There was one point Kendra's on the phone to me and she was like trying to get up out of bed and she was crying and then I was crying.
Yeah,
on the
phone. We were literally bawling our eyes out on the phone to
and
each other.
I was in the middle trying to decorate the room and everyone was like, where will we put this? And I was like, give me a minute. I was like, literally,
this was like
bawling.
2 hours before the red carpet.
No, it was so intense. But it was good fun. It was great to have the Made in Chelsea boys. I'm sad you missed them, because they were such good crack. Sam Thompson and JP
Patterson.
Their names can, like, I just get them so intertwined. They're the loveliest guys and they had such a good night, actually. Like, I think it was their first proper big night out in Dublin and they really had a good time. They seemed really nice. And then James Kavanagh slayed as our host. She was just so good. If you haven't seen, if you go onto James's feed, he has the best videos up of him in his personally designed cape that he got made for the
casual cape.
So many memes. Did you see all the memes going around that night?
Yeah.
From, like, was it Sleeping Beauty and
stuff? That's all I was doing. I was literally just on Twitter and stuff, crying.
Wanting to die.
Like,
It's been an intense 2 weeks. So yeah, I was going to talk about the Oscars at the start, because I'm just back.
Yeah,
I'm back like 2 days, two nights from LA. I'm so jet lagged. I'm so wrecked. I'm literally sitting here in an LA cap. Like, I couldn't be more of a freak, an LA freak. Like, I actually got a necklace size over there. I don't know if you saw it from Forever 21. It was like $4. But it's a Los Angeles necklace. And I was at a party and one of the guys were like, does that necklace actually say Los Angeles? And I was like, yeah, it does. Because I love LA, all right? And he was like, oh my God, wow. I was like, I love it, okay, I love it. So here I am, yeah. So yeah, it was so good. So this is actually my 6th year being at the Oscars. For all of those who don't know, I went for the first time years ago when I was working for a newspaper, but it was all my idea. Like, our paper had never been to the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it'd be so cool just to go over. And one of the biggest parties, I'm sure people are listening have seen it on social media, is the Oscar Wilde party. Mm-hmm. So that's the party that everyone tries to go to. So traditionally, it honors people with Irish heritage or people that are Irish.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Like, some years, some of the people, I don't know how Irish they are, but there's some connection.
You know the way. So, like, my granddad's dog somehow was Irish.
Yeah, because you came with me last year to the Oscars. Yeah. And who was honored last year?
Who was honored last year?
I'm trying to actually remember. I should know this because I was inside the venue. Wow.
Oh my God, who
was? Let me remember this, because that's not good. But basically every year, do you know who it was? It was Barry Keoghan, and Colin Farrell gave him the award.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. That was like such a cool moment. But yeah, so I started doing the green carpet like 6 years ago, and I remember trying to get into the party and they were like,
they're like, you think you're getting in, hon?
No. I remember people from E! News like weren't even allowed in, and I was like, oh, and they were like, no, like, you know, press can't go inside. So I was like, right. But fast forward now to my 6th year and I actually invited to go. Like, it's so weird. And it's one of the like top parties, the pre-Oscar parties to get into. It's actually so hard.
So it's hosted every year by J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if anyone doesn't know J.J., he like created and well, like directed and wrote all the Star Wars movies, all the Star Trek new reboots. He made Lost, which I was obsessed with. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he also made some of the Alias episodes. You've never seen Alias, have you?
No.
We've had this discussion. I'm obsessed with Alias. But yeah, it's cool. Like, it's in his offices and like you look around and there's Star Wars and Star Trek memorabilia. And he has amazing guests at. Like, there were so many people there this year, like, they didn't walk the red carpet. When I went inside, like, all the cast of Star Trek and stuff were there. And I was like, oh, right, okay. Like, they definitely didn't do the carpet. But who was on the carpet this year? So, Glenn Close, Melissa McCarthy. I had really good chats with Kathy Griffin, who I love. And you met her last year.
Yeah, I got a selfie with her last year. Yeah.
She was so nice. I didn't realize she's a new movie coming out all about Trump. And she was talking about
the whole scandal
thing. And she was like, look, if one thing was to come out of it, it's this film now, might as well. And I was like, oh my God. So that was really cool. Alan Leach from Downton Abbey and Bohemian Rhapsody, such a good interview with him. Aidan Gillen was honored. And Chris O'Dowd as well. Yeah. Love Chris. And he gave this like really empowering speech about the government over there. It was like,
it was amazing.
Yeah, like not the norm for the Oscar Wilde party for things like that to be brought up, but it was amazing. It was so good. So that was probably my favorite night out of the whole week. But we also go to this other party called the Irish Funds America party. Remember, we went to that last year as well.
Yeah, that was so good.
Which is so good. And like Katrina Balfe was there and Chris was there again. I was basically stalking Chris O'Dowd and Don Porter this whole trip. Every time I went to a party, I was like, it's me again.
I love Don.
They're just the nicest couple. Like, they're so lovely. And actually this time I spent a lot of time with the guys from Cartoon Saloon. Mm-hmm. So this is their 4th Oscar nomination, which is so incredible. And like, they're the most humble people I've honestly ever met. Like, every year, right? So obviously we always go over the week of the Oscars to go to all the pre-Oscar parties. Like, that is the thing about the Oscars. I think people get confused sometimes and they think that, you know, reporters go over to go to the Oscars, but like, you can't go to the Oscars. Like, Colin Farrell, Liam Neeson can't go to the Oscars. You can only go if you've been nominated. So what they do during the week is they throw these like amazing parties for people who aren't nominated. Yeah. And
so there's basically red carpet events on all week long.
Yeah. Like, the first interview I did over there was with Frankie Grande, which was amazing. Ariana Grande's brother, so nice. And that day he'd put up a post about being 21 sober and like everything that was going on with Ariana. I was like, oh my God. And I was one of the only people to interview him, and he was so lovely, and he was saying he was obsessed with the album. All I wanted to say to him was like, bring Ariana to Dublin, like, let's go out. But newly sober, so I was like, no, I won't say that, so I just left it. But he's so lovely. So yeah, it was like events like that. So the Irish film one was really, really good as well. And then on the night of the Oscars, so last year I was invited to the Elton John Oscars party, which was amazing. Like, it was a once in a lifetime thing to do.
Yeah,
definitely. But honestly, this year, because there were so many Irish people over there, because I had the invite for Elton John again this year, but like, all the Irish people were over and I was like, I wonder what everyone's doing. And nobody was going to Elton John, even the nominees. But last year, the nominees went to Elton John's party and no one was going. And there was talks of like, there's this Irish party that always happens in a bar on Sunset Boulevard every year. And it was like sponsored by Kerrygold this year, which is so random. They were giving out like slabs of Kerrygold butter and cheese.
That.
And they kept trying to give it to me, and I was like, I'm going home, like, I'm fine, because it's for people that are living there. Like, it's always Irish directors. Like, I remember the first year I went to that party, I was like at the bar and Dracula had just been made by Gary Shore, this Irish director, and he had just gotten huge. And I was at the bar ordering a drink and this guy was like, I want to close out my tab, and he had a cap on, like real LA. And they were like, what's the name on the card? And he was like, Gary Shore. And I was like, oh my God, that's Gary Shore. Like, I've met so many people at this party. So it was really good to be at that again this year. And then, yeah, like, I got to go to a private dinner then after that with some of the Oscar nominees. So I didn't really show everything on social media, but I did show the official Oscars booklet. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
I was shook to my core holding that. It was swiftly taken away from me afterwards, I'll tell you. Like, they were like, okay, thank you.
You'd swear it was an actual Oscar.
But, like, it felt like an actual... Well, I got to hold an Oscar last year at Elton's party, to be fair. But no, yeah, it was... And they had... Sorry, I didn't take a photo of this. I thought it was too much, but it was so funny. They had, like, the instructions for arriving. I didn't tell you this.
Oh, my God. What did it say?
And one of the things Spill was, like, due to restrictions, any limousine... Basically, everyone has to come in a limousine. So when I was at this dinner, their limo driver, they were like, oh, we must call an Uber. And they're like, no, like, the limo driver's still outside. She stays with you all night. So they didn't realize. God. And he was like, we were like in a restaurant, nowhere near the Oscars.
Yeah, because I saw actually, where did I see it? But someone had put up a video of like all the blacked out kind of like limos. Vans, yeah. Almost. And they were literally lining the streets where were waiting to bring the people.
But this is a really funny thing. I wish I took a photo of it. But it said, like, due to restrictions, if your limousine is longer than 39 meters, you will not be allowed into the Oscars.
39. Wow.
And I was like, imagine like you rolled up in like a Hummer limo and like it was 42 meters long.
They're like, sorry,
it literally was like, you will not be allowed access to the Oscars if it's long.
Oh my God.
So then I looked through the booklet and it had all the nominees, but it had like all the performances and like pictures of Bradley and Lady Gaga, and I was like, oh my God. So I was talking to some of the people that were at the Oscars and I was like, what was honestly your standout moment? Because it's hard, like, when you're watching it, it's a 3-hour ceremony, so many things happened, and all of them, and I mean like grown men, everything, they were like Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's performance. They were like, you could literally hear a pen drop. It was so crazy. It was like emotional. Because did you see that interview with Lady Gaga and Jimmy Kimmel? She was saying that Bradley directed the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wanted all the lights to be on the audience. They were sitting in the dark and then all of a sudden the whole room lit up and they were like, what's going on? Because there was no intro or anything. Yeah. They just like stood up on stage. So they said that that was amazing. And a little known fact that I did not know about until this year when I was talking to one of the guys who was at the Oscars. They said that when you go to the bathroom or you need to get a drink at the bar, if you stand up, there's a line of people who are waiting to... They're like seat fillers. It's like a thing. And they have to apply to try to be these people. And if your person goes to the jocks, like, you get
sit
to sit
down
there
for 2 minutes.
For 2 seconds, like. And I was like, oh my God, did you feel the urge to just go to the bathroom just to feel bad? Like, as in, let them sit down for a minute. And they were like, kind of. Like, so if you went for a cigarette, if you went for a drink, someone would sit there. Because for the telecast, they can't have any empty
seats. Yeah, you
have
to have. Oh my God, that's crazy.
So yeah, like, people get dressed up and some of them never get to sit down. Like, let's just make that clear.
Aww.
So there's like dozens of people lining up. I don't know how you get that type of thing.
Oh my God, I'm sure.
We should do that next year and then we will be in the Oscars. Of like reporting exclusively from someone's seat.
from Brad Pitt's seat. Reporting live as a seat filler.
As a seat filler. Like the Evian girl, or what was the name for it? Was
Fiji Water
Fiji
Girl.
Fiji Water Girl. Wow. Icon. She'll probably be going to the Oscars next year.
Yeah.
So yeah, so what were your highlights of the Oscars when you actually watched it?
See, like, actually, when I watched it back on RTE, I think, they had cut all the performances from it. It was literally
RTE.
Just all the awards.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know why they
did
that.
The performances were the best part.
I was like, surely that's like half the fun, you know?
Sorry, the moment. Well, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper especially. That was like the moment of the night.
No, I was shocked.
Well, it was a 3.5-hour ceremony, so maybe RTE had to be picky.
But one of my highlights, I honestly think... Olivia Colman's speech, that was amazing.
So
I love
she
her.
She was so shocked, and like
it was just
was
really
so
genuine, like.
And like Element Pictures, I was talking to Ed Gainey at one of the parties during the week. We did an interview with him, and they made The Favourite, and they had 10 Oscar nominations. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone was a bit bummed that they didn't win, like, nearly any of them. But then Olivia obviously won for The Favourite, so we were like, yay, it's a win for the Irish. But she's so genuine, wasn't she? Mm-hmm. Like, she was starting to talk about being a cleaner, and then they were like, wrap it up. I was like, no, I want to hear about when you were a cleaner. Tell me the story.
And like, it's the way, like, Emma Stone was just like so delighted. Aww. Like, it was just so nice.
It was so emotional, wasn't it?
Yeah, and she's so funny.
And there
well.
Was like a bit of drama in Hollywood during that week because Olivia was apparently getting into trouble because she wasn't going. Was it telling this? She wasn't going to loads of the parties. And apparently a lot of people were not happy because, like, that's what I'm saying. That week is about going to the parties, showing your face. But because obviously she's an Oscar nominated actress, maybe she doesn't feel the need. But apparently, like, winning an Oscar is like winning a presidential election. Like, you're supposed to, like, have a campaign. Like, some people campaign to win. So she obviously didn't, because I remember when Michael Fassbender was up for his Oscar, he was like, I never campaigned and didn't go to any of the parties and like did not win. Like it was just like, I'm not bothered kind of thing. And I think she was the same. So everyone was shocked she was going to win. Like even at Oscar Wilde at that party, because Glenn Close was at that, everyone was like, you're obviously going to win on Sunday. And Melissa McCarthy, I thought she was up for an Oscar too. So like there was a lot of really cool people actually up for Oscars this year. Yeah, Olivia's speech, Rami Malek's speech like touched me in my heart.
Yeah, that was very
like,
good.
It was emotion. And it was he was very well spoken. Like Olivia was gassed, but she was so flabbergasted and didn't know what was going on.
I know, Rami knew he was going to win. Like,
yeah, he knew. Imagine the shock twist Bradley Cooper for Stars. Man, I would have cried with happiness. Like, oh my God. But yeah, I read the Hollywood Reporter did a big thing like the next day saying how it was one of the most disappointing Oscars in like history for like some of the winners. That like, because normally one movie like sweeps.
For a year that Lady Gaga was nominated for Best Actress, it should have been a lot more exciting and it just wasn't.
I think the lack of a host was a big problem.
Yeah.
And when Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, and what's the other girl's name? She's so gassed as well.
Oh, what's her name?
I love her. She's so funny. She was in Bridesmaids.
Yeah. I can't remember her name.
I can't remember either. But
sorry, love.
Sorry, hon. You're not getting name dropped in this convo. But I thought they did such a good job opening it. But then, like, Julie Roberts ended it. And, like, it was so weird. She's like, okay, thanks, folks. You know, thanks for coming. I was like, is she going to be like, sorry, could the guy in the black sedan move your car out of the way? Like, it was just so weird the way the whole thing went down.
So weird.
So I thought the Oscars came under so much controversy this year. But I think in some respects, rightly so, so many things happened. Do you remember they were going to cut some of the winners and make it a daytime thing? And then they reversed that decision. Kevin Hart, I don't know. Like, that what do you think about that thing? I feel like they should have just left him do it. Like, I don't know.
See, like, they obviously, they massively shot themselves in the foot because that whole thing happened. And then they were like, oh, yeah, like, you need to apologize. And then he was like, no, I don't want to apologize. I've already apologized for that.
And then they're like, you're dropped.
So they obviously pissed him off. No, he was the one that was like, no, I don't want to do it.
You think, oh, yeah, he said he walked away. Yeah. I never know whether to believe those things or not. Yeah, I feel like, I think even if he had apologized, though, the controversy would still have been there. Like, you know, these online mob mentality, I absolutely hate it. I'm not saying what he did wasn't wrong or was wrong, but like, you know, when did it happen? Years ago? Like,
it was a long time ago.
That people's careers are being tarnished and people are losing jobs, losing gigs because a few people find old fucking tweets and they're like, I'm not happy with this. Like, were you even watching the Oscars before? Like, these people who are giving out, like, I don't even know. This is what I always wonder. So, yeah, that was such a big controversy. And then Jimmy went on Ellen, and Ellen was like, I'm going to campaign for you to do it again. And he did not. So, next year, they're going to be under serious pressure, I think. But, yeah.
See, like, they, like, a lot of people, like, say that hosting the Oscars is, like, such a shitty job because you just don't really get anything in return.
Yeah, well, it's the money, like.
Well, the money, obviously, but it's such a difficult job.
Yeah, it's so good if you can get someone who's really fun. Like Kevin Hart would have been
gas,
amazing. He would have slagged everybody.
Yeah,
and that's what you want. I think that's what you need. It's like actually one of my highlights was when Melissa McCarthy came out for the costume
design. Oh, that was so funny.
Could not cope, and at Oscar Wilde she was so funny. Like, do you know when you're laughing so much you think you might have a heart attack? Like, I literally was like, she was just so good. But yeah, sorry, the Hollywood Reporter piece, they were saying also that like Green Book, they were really like, everyone in the industry apparently was like not happy that that won, and that normally like one movie kind of sweeps a lot of titles, but like there was no one movie this year that won.
It was very much like everyone got a piece of the action.
I feel like I need to start a petition though for how A Star Is Born was wronged. In so many
wronged.
Ways. Like, massively wronged that Bradley Cooper was not up for Best Director. He didn't deserve to win Best Director, but he certainly deserves a nomination.
I even think, because I actually saw loads of people were giving out that Bohemian Rhapsody won the editing thing. I know loads of people don't even
that
care
was sound
about this
editing,
thing.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
No, it was editing.
They won a sound mixing one, I think, as well. They won, okay. They won a few words.
But, like, loads of people are pointing out that Bohemian Rhapsody is actually terribly edited. And, like, I saw a few examples.
You haven't
and
seen
it's
it,
actually,
though?
No, I have.
Oh, I thought you haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, I have seen it, yeah.
Where is it badly edited?
Just, like, some of the like, examples they gave, I was like, that's actually so true. And, like, for me, anyway, with The Star Is Born, the way that was edited was, like, stunning.
The way
with all the performances and stuff.
Yeah, the way it was directed in general.
Yeah.
And normally the director directs the edit as well. So like a lot of that would have been Bradley. Like mm-hmm. that's why I did feel he should have got a nod.
Yeah.
Because best actor, I honestly, like he was good in it, but like it was very much his personality. Like he's very openly said like he struggled with alcohol and it was him. It was like a therapeutic thing. So I don't, me personally, I didn't think it was like his best performance of all time. I thought it was really good, but like, but the directing I thought was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was just because it was based on another movie. Did people just not take it as seriously?
Because
it was
know.
All adapted. It was adapted. None of it was original except for the song. But like, why were they not up for original soundtrack? They were only
they
up
weren't.
For original song. Yeah. And I was like, what? They weren't up for original soundtrack. Are all the songs in it not original?
Yeah, I think they are.
They only
I think
for
Lady Gaga
song.
Wrote like
the
all
album.
Of the songs.
Yeah, I thought so too. So I don't know, but yeah, I feel like A Star Is Born and Greatest Showman have been like sorely like I just love
See,
them both
sorry,
so much.
Can I go back now a second? I told you to watch The Greatest Showman
know,
so many times.
Times
I was like, oh my god, it's so good. You're like, nah. And then you finally watched it over
now
Christmas. You were like, oh my god.
Now it's like my life. It's like theme music to my
Your life.
Life. So yeah, right. Star Is Born, very upset. But yeah, if you didn't catch any of the hashtag Goss at the Oscars coverage, do check it out. It's on Instagram stories and a few things on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and all over the place. But yeah, it was such good fun. Coming back is incredibly depressing. Mainly because I'm half asleep even right now. I'm just like, what's going on? But so Goss, while I was away, I don't know what time it was here. But
it was like 11 p.m.
11 p.m. here, was it?
Yeah.
I was sipping some champers in the Roosevelt. I'd actually abruptly been moved from my table. Did you see that Instagram story?
Yeah.
I was sitting in the sun and these guys came over and they were like, we're actually filming a commercial. Could we put you in the shade? I was like, right. I was like, no problem. So then they put the shade over me, moved me a bit. And then they were like, sorry, could you actually completely move to another area?
You're like, okay.
I was like, this is like my me day. How dare you? And I was like, right, okay. So I sat in the corner on this couch. And then the director came over and he introduced himself to me. And I was like, oh, hi. And he was like, really sorry about that. He was like, can I get you champagne? I was like, yes. Yes, you can.
And I'll have steak.
And I'll have
chips.
A lobster and a steak and caviar inside, please. So anyway, while I was sitting in the dark in the corner, Kendra messaged me and she was like, OMFG. And
I was
like,
oh
it was like breaking news. Jordan Woods cheated with Tristan.
No, it was
Thompson.
Khloe Kardashian splits from Tristan Thompson after he allegedly hooked up with Jordan Woods. I was like,
shook to my core.
I was like, no, that can't. Just to explain to you guys, me and Ali are the biggest Kardashian fans.
Obsessed.
You will meet.
Obsessed.
We watch the show, like heavily involved in their lives. We're mates, you know.
They like we're soulmates.
We follow them on Instagram. Like, do you know what I mean?
And they do not follow us.
They don't follow us back.
So we've something in common with Jordan Woods now. Yeah. So yeah, and it was so funny. I don't know if you guys follow Kira Galici on Twitter. Like, she is the best for Kardashian news. But she knew I was in LA. When she saw the news, she messaged me and she was like, I'm ordering you an Uber. You were in LA. There is no excuse. Go to Jordan's house and report from there. But yeah, I don't think we knew what to believe at first. We were like, wait a second. And Kendra had to contact Jordan's rep.
Let me tell the story now. So when the news first came out, like, this is breaking news, and it was obviously all like, it was from TMZ, but also Hollywood Unlocked had put it out.
They were the originals,
yeah,
to be fair.
They were the originals.
Yeah.
Saying that the guy that owns Hollywood Unlocked basically put up this video on Instagram being like, one of my writers was at a party with Jordan and Tristan and they were all over each other.
Shook.
I'm shook. And he said that he told Chloe and all this stuff.
Yeah, did she like rang her up and was like, hey.
So when this broke, we were like, right, well, obviously we have to contact her rep and stuff just in case it wasn't factual.
Because we check our shit.
Yeah. So I got on to Jordan's rep and it was listed as Elizabeth Woods. So I was like, oh, Jesus, it's probably her relative or something, like is her publicist or whatever. So I was like, right, anyway. So I sent off the email And then I was like, I wonder who that is. So I Googled Elizabeth Woods after. It's her mother.
Her mother.
So I essentially asked Jordan's mom, hey, did your daughter ride
Tristan Thompson like basically
in an email? Like, she did not get back to me.
Well, not ride. I mean, technically they just got close. Yes. But yeah. But yeah, it's weird because I remember when I first started reading it, I was like, no. And then the way Hollywood and Locked had done it, they didn't say they were seen kissing or anything. They were like sitting on his lap. And then I was like, okay, but then maybe. No,
someone had said making out.
Yeah, making out was in one of them. But in the I remember in the original of the thing, he was like, oh, they were seen sitting on her lap. And then didn't leave till 7 a.m. And that was the real hook that everyone was like, ho-ho. And then the details of it, that like they were all at this party and it was all chill. And first of all, why are you at a house party, Tristan? Where is Chloe and True? Like, to be fair. Anyway, and it was his house. Like, why would you not invite your other half to your house party? But that everyone was hanging out. And then all of a sudden they were like, right, put away your phones. And then Jordan walked in. So it sounds very planned. That like...
Shady.
Shady AF.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, I don't know if it's true. Me and you were still messaging. It must be midnight at home for you. Yeah. I was like, midday for me. And then we were like, oh my God. And Chloe had commented on Hollywood Unlocked's report with the like
shouting emoji
as in like preach. Malika commented on it.
Larsa
Pippen commented on it being like facts. Like we were like, oh my God.
We were like, oh shit, this is
shit,
true.
This is actually like, what the hell? The memes have been beautiful.
Stunning.
Like, they're just so funny. Like, I actually hate this whole mob mentality thing. I really do. Even with her, I'm like, leave the girl alone, she's 21. But in the first day, the memes were just so good. Like, do you know the one, you know the video clip from The Life of Kylie when she was dropping Jordan off and she was crying? And it was like real life footage of Chloe dropping Jordan to the homeless shelter, or Kylie. Because like, they live together. Like, I always thought their relationship was very odd. Like, they got married technically on the show.
I think Jordan is like the only friend that Kylie's ever like truly trusted, which is
terrible. On the face.
I know.
Well, she didn't do anything to Kylie. This is where it gets complicated. Like, I don't know. I have a very, my opinion on the situation is a bit weird because I said this to you earlier on, like, I feel like the Kardashian Jenners live by their own moral code. Like, they are not innocent themselves. They have been with guys that have girlfriends. You know, the Kylie Tyga situation was weird. Like, Black China and Kim were very close. Like, they were in each other's houses. They were posting photos together. Kylie was like 15/16. And there was this whole drama going on with Tyga and Black China about their child. She was still in love with him. And then all of a sudden, Kylie just got with Tyga. And the entire family dropped Black China. They were like, right, we're on Kylie's side.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's pretty similar to what's happened here. And Black was dropped from the family. And then obviously she seeked her revenge and then got with Rob. Like, you couldn't write any of this stuff. Oh, now she's a child called Dream Kardashian. But like, and then Chloe, like, there's always rumors about how her and Tristan got together. But like, whether he was single or not when they met, he had a girlfriend that was 6 months pregnant.
Yeah.
He was expecting his first child. And I'll never forget, and I said this earlier on, the day that his son Prince was born, I remember Chloe put up this photo of her like literally wrapped around Tristan being like, love you so much. And I remember thinking, that's not cool. Like, that's really mean to do that. Like, some poor woman's in hospital after having a baby on her own has to have a single mother life. So when I look at the situation, yes, it's messed up, but I don't think any of them would do things any differently. And if they weren't as famous as they were now and they had an opportunity to be with someone like Tristan, they would be with Tristan. And unfortunately, the thing with Jordan, I don't know if any of you guys have watched Life of Kylie, but you should look back on it now that all this is going down. But like, I remember in it, like, Jordan was always saying she wants to live her own life, and she was just kind of being, she's been Kylie's best friend / assistant almost. Like, she's always helping her, giving up all her life for her. And she kind of was like, I want to be doing my own thing. So I don't know, is a part of this like an emancipation from the Kardashian Jenner? It's like, obviously they're saying, all the reports saying that Jordan's really upset about it and she's really sorry, but we wrote a report today that apparently she's like going to be the face of Easy Locks.
Yeah.
And that there's TV shows,
all this like, crack.
So by the time this comes out, Jada Pinkett Smith's show
Red Table Talk
will have aired. But so we don't know what she said exactly, but TMZ did say today that she's really apologetic and she owned up to all of it.
Yeah.
But like, she's a 21-year-old girl, you know, like, people make mistakes. And those girls, the Kardashian Jenners, as much as I love them, like, they're very calculated women as well. Like, they have done things that are definitely morally not right. It's just because she's not blood, it's like, wow. Do you know, like, and this is the question I'd put to, like, everyone that's given out about Jordan. Like, Khloé forgave Tristan. Like, he cheated on her the weekend before she was having their child. Mm. She made Kim follow him back again on Instagram. Everyone had to accept him back to the family.
It's kind of like that fill me once, shame on you. Fill me twice,
but
shame
on Jordan
me.
But then Jordan does one thing and she's kicked out of the house. Like, Tristan was, like, welcomed back with open arms. So it's like... Mm. It can't be double standards, and it is because she's a girl.
I suppose it is different because Tristan is True's father, and that's like, you know, they have to keep in touch, you know.
But even like I was saying this is all that they were saying in the reports that like Jordan had actually already told Khloé she stayed the night at the house and said, I just wanted to make sure he didn't sleep with anyone, so I was just keeping an eye. So like, to be talking to Khloé like that, like, were Khloé and Tristan even still together? Like, or were they, like...
I personally, like, think that they weren't.
Still together, yeah.
But it's still, like, Jordan still shouldn't have done that.
Because we wrote
though.
A story 3 or 4 days before saying they'd broken up. Radar Online had said on Valentine's Day they weren't together and that they didn't spend Valentine's Day together, but that he was in LA and they didn't see each other. And she didn't put up any photos with Tristan or True, or sorry, just with True on Valentine's Day. So it seemed like they were already broken up. Mm. So that was doing the rounds. It was on a lot of websites in America. Mm-hmm. So Jordan
I
may have seen
their
that.
Relationship has been on the rocks for a long time, like months.
But then this is what's weird about it. Like, Radar Online were like, multiple sources, they're broken up. But then 3 days later, this happens. And then all of a sudden they're like, Khloé split to Tristan over Jordan. Like, I don't think that's how it happened. I think they were already broken up and now they're blaming Jordan. So this is what I mean.
Could
it's
have been
nasty.
The final straw though, or so, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say that was her done for life. Yeah. Then. But like, why aren't people giving out to Tristan? Like, since this all happened, he brought a girl out for dinner in New York and posted a photo of them at dinner together. Like, that's atrocious.
There's something actually really wrong with him. Like,
he doesn't care at all. Like, literally, he doesn't care.
What's wrong with you?
Like, of course it was wrong of her to do, but she's 21 and she probably was drinking, or they kept saying they were smoking, so I don't know what they meant by that.
They were smoking hookah, which is like shisha.
Oh, is that all it was? All right, okay. But, like, he's the adult. He's the father. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure it's easy enough when, like, you're a vulnerable younger girl who probably does fancy him. You know, like, I think it's a hard situation. But, like, he shouldn't have gone there.
Yeah.
I don't think she sat on his lap and was like, woo. I'd say he pulled her on his lap.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I don't know how I feel about it. Like, and I feel like they're going to totally disown her.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I really don't know if Kylie will. Like, she's definitely being put in a very tricky situation here.
She threw her out straight away, though.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. But I did see, like, there was, like, obviously loads of reports that she had moved out and stuff. But apparently it was Jordan's decision.
Oh, really? She just
left. So, like, she obviously, like, put her hands up and was like, look, I'll just, like, go. You know?
Yeah, I think I'd be surprised if it was the end for them forever. Mm. But, like, she can never go to a family event again. It's slightly awkward.
Yeah. And, like, Jordan was in there. Like, she lived with Kylie. She went on holidays with them. Was after
she basically has been raising Stormy with Kylie.
Yeah.
She did the beauty line with Kylie. She did the Good American stuff with Khloé. That stings, like. And then there was a report that the next night she got with James Harden, Khloé's other ex.
See, like, this is where it's getting confusing now, where I'm like, what?
So weird. But this is the thing. If Khloé and Tristan really were broken up, and we have to remember back at that time, that week, all over America, they were saying they were broken up. And you're Jordan and you kind of fancy him and you're at this party and all the phones have been put away and you've been drinking and you're there and he pulls you onto his lap. Like, no one was saying that they slept together. No one said that at all. Everyone said they were, like, cuddling and, like,
but
there was a bit
Khloé
of smooching.
But then Khloé liked that tweet.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know how much we can read into all that stuff. Yeah. Like, everyone who was at the party, nobody, they all said they knew the time she left and everything. So they obviously were with them and saw her leave. So she definitely didn't sleep with him, by the sounds of it. But yeah, and then she left. So, like, when you look at it that way, it's like, she obviously didn't think she was going to get caught. Like, obviously. So the fact that like one of the writers of that website was just there, like Tristan. This is what I said about Tristan the first time he cheated. Like, he doesn't even bother to try and hide things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he obviously had strangers in his house and just sat her on his lap. Surely someone would be like,
didn't realize there was like a journalist
sitting among him
in his fucking
obviously
house.
A complete stranger.
Yeah.
So that was so weird. So yeah, I don't know what's going to happen now. Like, I just feel like this could be a whole new thing. And everyone's like hating on her. And I hate seeing all the hate because she obviously, like, I feel like mobs online think that every person is a horrible person. Like, she obviously feels terrible about it. Like, you know, she didn't go out going, fuck you, Chloe, I'm going to ride your boyfriend. Like, it obviously just happened. She's really upset. Does she need like a million comments being like, you're a whore? And like, yeah. Some of the stuff is just so intense. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't like blocked her comments. I'm like, how?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like, you know, Kim Kardashian got famous for a sex tape. Like Jordan getting famous for sitting on someone's lap. It's not that bad, really, is it?
Mm, yeah.
Like I would watch a show about her life. If there was cameras following, imagine there's cameras following her around right now. And like the fallout of the Kardashians. She's literally going to become her own celebrity.
Yeah. Oh, it's just hard. I don't know. See, like, we obviously, from what I, the impression that I got from her ever, like, being on the show, or, like, even just seeing her on Kylie's Instagram story and stuff like that, she just seemed like such a sweet girl. So I'm like, how? But maybe she's not. Like, she obviously isn't.
But I don't get the feeling that she intentionally went to hurt anybody. So yeah. She probably is a nice girl. Here's the thing, like, men and love make people do the craziest shit. Mm-hmm. Like, the craziest shit. So you just don't know. Like, he obviously has a way about him if he's cheated so much and had so many. Like, I just think it takes two to tango, and he obviously had a hold over her. And, like, if she's single and she's on the sidelines all the time, like, I'm sure there was a part of her that was like, I want this life and I want to have a boy and blah blah, and then the guy who's been with Chloe and in the news like onto her, she was obviously like, oh my god. Mm-hmm. I'm not excusing it, like, it's not something I would do,
but know until like it happens.
This thing, like, when I look at any situation with anything except for like murder, like, I'm always like trying to put myself in people's shoes and trying to understand, because I genuinely don't think that most people in life are like inherently evil. Like, you know, like, a lot of things are just mistakes that mm-hmm. people make. And I just think she's been so good to Kylie and has been there for her. I don't think she ever took advantage of her.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has been a good friend, and this was just a lapse in judgment. And this is what I'm saying, all of them have done this. Like, remember when Kanye was with Amber Rose and Kim was sending him nudes? Like, they
alleged,
yeah, but please, like, alleged. But like, I don't know. There's a lot of dodgy things that have like happened.
Mm.
Even like Scott getting with Sophia and Courtney getting with Eunice. Like, there's this weird incestual thing with mm-hmm. like their groups of friends.
They live like such different lives to us. Like, it's completely different. But I always just try to think from like, what if that happened to me?
Mm.
Like, imagine your sister's friend.
I would kill
got
someone.
With your boyfriend. Like, oh my God.
No, I would be shook.
Like, be snapping necks.
I would be shook. Yes, definitely. If it was my personal life, yeah, like, I would be like, goodbye.
Goodbye.
But for what I'm more talking about is just like public opinion and stuff. And I feel bad for her. Like, mm-hmm. I actually do feel bad.
I do think she's definitely getting a lot more flack than Tristan.
Tristan's
because
getting, like,
obviously Tristan has done this before, so everyone's like, oh yeah, he's bastard.
But they're like, but Jordan.
Yeah. I think it's just because it was such a shock. Like, anyone else, it would have been like, ah, but Jordan.
No, it's not.
I was like, that can't be
now,
true.
You see, now that you've given me my situation, I'm already angry. It didn't happen. I'm like, fuck her. I'm like, who? I don't know who I'm thinking of, but I'm like, how dare she? Yeah, I do get,
it's too close to home. You're like, oh.
I have such problems with loyalty in girls anyway, though. I actually rarely trust anybody anyway. So like, to be honest, it wouldn't shock me if something like that happened. I'd be like, right, okay. Like, honestly, it wouldn't. See, you have loads of girlfriends. They would never do that to you. No. But like, I've random kind of friends and they're normally like new friends. So I certainly would be like, oh my God. Well. Right. So after this, I'm just never making another female friend again and living my own. Even though I don't have a boyfriend to be cheating
on. Well,
no,
you've to be watching out for your sister's friends. Yeah. Wow. That's who you're watching
out for. If you're listening right now, my imaginary boyfriend is off limits, girls.
Circa Crilly.
Oh, no. Ah, no, Circa, she's fine. She can have. No, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Like, wow.
That would be intense. Mm-hmm. And I think when you're in such a famous family like that, obviously loyalty is rewarded so hard. So that's the problem. I think it's actually the loyalty problem more than the fact that she got with him. Because like you said, he's been doing it anyway. They're obviously like, right. But the fact that it's her and all, I love Chloe's cryptic Instagram messages. Like, you may as well just type them yourself.
Like, just release a statement just say rather something. Than being like, cheating's
But
wrong.
I remember the very first one she put up saying, it hurts the most when the person you told about your pain hurts you themselves. And I was like, ooh, like you forget that Jordan was obviously... There. When Chloe was like bawling her eyes out and he cheated on her again. But see, then I wonder, was that part of the problem? Was Jordan like, oh, well, he's cheating anyway, so like, it's not a big deal. Like, I'm not hurting her. It wasn't like they were happily together and they were so in love and then she had an affair with him. It's like, right, well, he's cheating all the time, so I'm one extra person, whatever. And then she just genuinely didn't think anyone would ever find out. I don't know. I know by this time the red top table
red table talk you keep going
change
red top.
The name red Jada top. Red top is actually the name of tabloids. It's like a journal phrase. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like this could be a whole new thing for her. I think her and Kylie will get friends again. I don't think it's going to be now, and I don't think she's going to move back in. But now, obviously, today, again, I don't know what's going to happen by Sunday, but like there was reports that Kylie found evidence, quote unquote, that Travis Scott was cheating on her. And I'm like, oh my God.
Like what else?
If that was
to
happen, she'd probably move Jordan back in tomorrow.
The shit that happens to that family, honestly.
But like they keep going for men who are like,
I know,
unattainable, extremely rich, on tour all the time. Women are throwing themselves at them. Like, why?
So
like,
these
why?
Are the men that they hang out with, though. These are the people that they're around.
It's they're clearly all have such low self-esteem. Well, Chloe definitely does. And like, I do feel sorry for Chloe. Like the whole thing with Lamar, like it's obviously hugely damaged her.
And she just wanted to be so happy.
Yeah. But that's why I felt when she met Tristan and people find out about his ex that was pregnant and stuff. She, I think, just so quickly jumped at any chance of happiness and they got pregnant so fast.
Oh, so fast.
Like Tristan's 26.
That
like,
was no accident. Like.
No, totally planned. They were buried together 5 seconds. So I think she didn't care who was in the way or what was in the way. She was like, I am getting with this guy. I'm going to be happy, blah, blah, blah. So that is definitely like someone who is like suffering from low self-esteem. So I do feel really bad for her. And she got true out of it, which is like really good. But I don't know, like Travis, like the lyrics on Astroworld.
It's so ironic that True's name is True.
So ironic.
Because like Chloe and Tristan's relationship is all lies.
Not true. Well, I remember when she was first born, they were like the only True Thompson out there. I was like, oh.
Oh.
His mom must be like, for God's sake.
Oh.
Like how embarrassing.
No, like it's not
That's
okay.
True's grandmother. Like.
Yeah.
And then I am dying for the new series of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like
dying.
They probably have footage inside the house probably like of her sitting on his lap. No, they don't. But I'm dying to see what way they deal with this. And they're gonna have to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I'd say Kylie will not be in any of those scenes.
No, I don't think she will either. I think she's gonna steer clear from
the whole
next
show
thing.
Yeah, probably. What can she say? And to be fair, it's not her fault.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if the Travis thing is true. Like, are any of them faithful? Scott and Courtney?
No. Nope.
Like, would you remember that episode we were watching it in the office? And Chris's mother was like, would you not go for like an accountant?
Yeah.
And Kim was like, an accountant? Sorry, Kim. Like, you might be happier with an accountant, to be fair. Like, Kanye
might be
goes
missing
off on one every day. And every week I feel like she's like, we're having a child via surrogate again. You're like, oh my God, how many children is there? I think they're so dysfunctional, like as a family. Yeah. It's just, and they live by these weird moral codes and they're like cutting people out of their lives and they're cheating. And like, because even I saw Malika, Chloe's best friend, was getting loads of hate on Instagram.
Yeah.
And people were saying that she was with a married man. I didn't know that story, but she was like owning up to it in the comments. And she was like, yeah, like, she was like, I'm not saying I'm not.
She was like,
bad
look,
person.
I've made mistakes.
But like worse ones, she had like an affair with a married man. Jordan sat in someone's lap.
Yeah.
You know? Fair. But no, I know. Since you've put that in my head, I'm like, wow, how dare she? But I'm also like, I feel bad. I just can't handle the online hate. Like, it's so intense. Some of the things that are being said is so crazy.
Yeah, more just because she's only young. 21. Like, she's only 21.
Like, think of some of the, like, this was only 3 years ago for you, so you'll remember well. But, like, think of some decisions you made when you were 21. Like, I did stupid things.
Stupid shit.
Stupid things, had stupid fights with people. Like, moral compass definitely wasn't on the right track then. Like, you're so young.
Yeah.
Like, and she has grown up in this kind of weird family as well, because they've been friends since 2012.
Yeah.
So like, she has a very unrealistic view of life, I'd say, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually probably really hard for her to meet a guy, because she lives in Kylie's house.
Mm.
Like, they probably have to vet anyone she even looks at. They probably all have to be celebrities.
Mm.
Like, you couldn't bring like Jack from 7-Eleven home.
They'd be
and
like,
then he wakes up and Stormy's there and the crew are there and Kim's popping in. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, how could you? Like, because the only person I'd seen, she went to, 2 weeks before, she went on a double date with Kendall and her boyfriend. And Kendall was the...
With who?
Another basketball player.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
But Kendall swiftly unfollowed Jordan.
Yeah.
I was actually a bit shocked by
that. The thing that like really made it real for me was watching them all unfollow her.
No, shook.
I was
but
like,
but they still, so Kylie and Chris still follow her.
Yeah.
To does Courtney?
Nope. Courtney unfollowed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I was shook by Kendall, because Kendall and Kylie are so close. Surely she was probably the closest one to Jordan.
Yeah. Kim was of course the first one to make the cut.
Make the cut. Kim does not care. I love her. Oh, she's just like,
nope. I'd say she was waiting for Tristan to massively fuck up again, so she could be like, told you.
Yeah. Oh, I feel so sorry for Chloe.
It's horrendous.
This is why you shouldn't rush into like marriages and rush into children. Like, how did she not learn from Lamar? Like, they were married after a couple of days. And look how that turned out. Like, I do feel sorry for her, but like, she does have to take responsibility for her life. And when she took Tristan back that time, everyone, like the entire world was like,
we're like, he's gonna do it again.
Like, it's like the Wayne Rooney, Colleen Rooney thing. We were talking about that earlier. Yeah. Like, why?
Why?
Four kids in now. And you're like, he's literally still...
Like, when do you say enough is enough?
And I felt like, I remember when True was born and all the reports, because obviously the show hadn't come out, but all the reports were saying she's going to stay with them. It's easier, blah, blah. I was like, this is actually the easier time to break up with them, because then he doesn't have to be a part of the family unit thing. When you start creating that little idea for yourself of like a dad and a mom, and like, it's so hard to break away from that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it actually would have been better for her if she just at that moment was like, do you know what? Be there for the delivery, but like, I'm done.
Yeah.
But like, it didn't even seem like in the show that he was like, I want to make it up to you. Like, do you remember they had the chat with the whole family, but it was like off camera.
Yeah.
And afterwards.
And it seemed like it went really badly.
Yeah. And Kim said that it felt like he was just upset that he got caught.
Yeah.
That he wasn't really like.
He seems like a little shit.
Isn't like, he? He's the creepiest
doesn't
smile.
Doesn't give a feck.
No. He's the weirdest awesome. Smile. But like, in the midst of all this, to put that photo up at dinner with that girl during the week.
He deleted it.
Yeah. But like, seriously.
Like,
how?
What's wrong with you?
I kept thinking, like, imagine him and Jordan ended up being a couple. Like, I'd die.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Where? No, she was in LA. Imagine it was Jordan.
No.
I would die.
I truly do not think she'd be that stupid.
But I wondered, like, was there a thing with them? Like, to fuck up this much where she has ruined her life, like, she must have really liked him. It was hardly a hug and a cuddle.
I just don't know.
For the lols.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was seeing, like, there was loads of people being like, oh, like, it's just the Kardashians have made this up for the new season of the show and all this stuff. And I was like, I just don't believe that, because, like, what does she have to gain from this?
Jordan.
I know that she's getting the bloody thing with
easy
locks and stuff. But, like, she's literally being torn to shreds and her reputation has been smeared.
And her mom is getting emails all day from the likes
me.
Of us.
Yeah.
Dude, being your like, daughter hey. Or not. Yeah. She's probably like, wow. But this is the thing,
sorry,
though.
Elizabeth.
I'm just wondering, like, is she seeing this in a positive way? I'm very interested to see what she has to say, because, like I said, like, you know, Kim was Paris Hilton's little assistant, Armenian assistant that no one gave a feck about, and she was randomly at parties, and then the sex tape came out and it changed her whole life. Like, this could be the moment for Jordan where she goes, do you know what, it's time for me. Mm. Like, I know they've been good to her, but I remember thinking in the life of Kylie that Kylie was a bit annoying, like, with her. She'd literally be like, can you fly to 7 states with me tomorrow because I don't want to be on my own.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, oh, I have to go to the... She was like,
almost
Jordy.
Like a security blanket or something.
Yeah. Yeah, she always wanted her with her.
Yeah.
So as good as I'm sure she was to them, I think it's probably very hard being in the shadows in that family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like Malika did Celebrity Big Brother. Do you know what I mean? Like, they have to allow them to do some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she took... Everything happens for a reason, I believe. And I just think this could be Jordan's year now. I would totally watch a show with her. But like, I felt with The Life of Kylie, she had no personality.
Yeah, and then at that Eyelure thing.
The Eyelure thing.
She was
It's been real.
Hey, guys. So, through everything that's been going on, like, it's been real.
And Eyelure...
have been
real.
So real.
People were like, woo! So this is the thing, I didn't tell you this actually, but when I was in LA, I met with a reporter and she told me that Eyelure had emailed everyone saying that event was cancelled.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's why it was weirdly small. You know, when you see the
video,
it's like,
weird.
Three claps. And they were like, no. So basically, apparently loads of huge influencers are meant to be at it and they cancelled all them too. They were like, it's not happening. And then did it. And no one was allowed to have their phones with somebody, one person. That's why that's the only video. Someone did have their phone. It was meant to be just for the corporate. They were just going to let her come in and talk, but they weren't, nothing.
And all
I was like,
she said
was,
only one
video,
it's been real.
This is a short clip. But they weren't allowed to have their phones. So somebody somehow.
Ooh, thank you to whoever that was.
Yeah, like so crazy. So I was like, that's so weird. Like, if they're going to, I mean, that Eyelure range is probably going to sell out. Like, I know it sounds bad, but like I think the Easy Locks thing, if it's true, like, is so clever. Like,
yeah.
It's a messed up world that that's the way things go now. But like, do you know what, to be honest, like, I think people would be more interested in doing deals with Jordan than they will be with Tristan. Like, I don't think Tristan's ever going to do, like, how could he represent a brand now?
Yeah, no.
Like, he's like the worst.
I've heard he's
in
actually
history.
Not a great NBA player as well.
Is he not?
Yeah.
Wow.
T?
Do you remember that time they booed him on court?
Yeah. Oh my God. Goss.
I'm just like, who's he going to get with now and knock up next? Like, honestly.
Black China.
Oh my God. Shut. That's not even funny. That's actually not funny.
But like,
they probably
knowing
will.
Them and that family, like,
that is what's gonna
could
happen.
Sometimes,
because
so, like,
there's always kind of
out.
Rumors online, like, because even when the stuff happened with Travis Scott denying he cheated on Kylie and stuff, I saw Perez put up this thing being like, oh, is this just Kris Jenner? You know that meme that always goes around? I never say no if it's mem or meme. Do you say mem?
I say meme.
Right, so I'm just stupid. I think everyone says meme.
Are you talking about the video of Kris in the helicopter?
No. What one is that? What is that?
It was like...
in the helicopter.
It's like this video of Kris like looking like a badass bitch in a helicopter, and it's like Kris leaving TMZ offices after.
No, I didn't see that one. I was saying the one that always gets put out every time is like the devil works hard,
but
Kris
Jenner
works
harder, which is fact.
And it's always, sorry, at the back of Kendra's phone, by the way, is Kris Jenner putting her middle finger up because that is her spirit yeah. animal. The funniest meme ever, I've just changed the way I pronounce it now forever. Do you remember that time Kanye was like doing all the stuff and tweeting loads of random stuff, and it was like pictured Kris on her way to plug out the internet in Kanye's house. Yeah.
She was like speeding down the motorway.
They have the most random photos of Kris Jenner. She works for every single meme.
And you know, it's actually from really old episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians of her with that gun.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like this
yeah,
is the
yeah,
case
yeah.
with the FBI.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I'd
so
say
funny.
She's like, Christ. Every morning she wakes up and it's like,
there's
I'm
another
pregnant.
Scandal.
I'm becoming a man or I'm becoming a woman. Like, every day there's some new drama and she's like, right, okay. She's probably
so
like,
Christ.
How do we make money from this? Talk to me. Even Scott, like the whole Sophia thing, like, it is crazy. They are very loyal, like, to be fair. Like, they've kept Scott in the family. The whole, like, in fairness,
yeah.
both his parents
The
died.
Sophia thing is super weird because Sophia and Kylie used to be really good friends when they were, like, 14.
That's what I'm saying.
So weird.
It's all weird.
Yeah.
Like, Sophia's younger than Kendall.
Yeah. She's younger than Kylie.
Is she younger than Kylie as well?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So
name drop.
Weird.
I did meet Sophia and Scott. She wasn't that amazing in real life, though. I was like, oh, yeah. You wouldn't be like, whoa. Whereas I feel like Kylie, I'd be like, oh my God.
Obsessed. Be like, Kylie!
I do love her so much. Like, because today when all the Travis Scott stuff came out, I saw she released a powder and I was like, wow, seriously, you're releasing a powder?
But like,
all these rumors, but I was like, oh my God, I think I'm going to get it. Like, I literally was watching her story and I was like, oh my God, that's
yeah,
actually
see, this
great.
Is the thing. Like,
this is why you're like,
I
are
love
some of them stunts?
Them. Like, I love. I don't know. So many people hate them and think they're all liars and stuff, but I don't think that.
No, I do. My mother hates them. Like, she nearly spits at the TV if I put it on. She's actually disgusted with
my
me.
My mom actually really likes them.
No,
she's
literally like,
show.
How do you watch this? And I'm like, oh my God, I love it.
It's disgraceful.
Like, I pay for that app that I've actually never used, but, you know.
Hey,
the,
you.
Yeah. I really should watch it. But, But what I was going to say is, yeah, so the reason my mom doesn't like it, though, is she thinks their moral compass is so off. And I remember she used to actually watch it. And then do you remember that episode where she jumped into the water in the Maldives
and
she
earring.
Lost her earring? And my mom was like, oh, for God's sake. She literally was like, this is ridiculous. Because remember even Chris was like, it's an earring. And she was like, no, it weighs so hard.
Like, she was like, $70,000.
It was like, calm down. Your whole holiday is free. It's probably like $1 million. Like, you're fine. But I watch, it's not that I agree with everything they do. I just am obsessed with them.
Yeah.
I love Kylie and I love what she's done. Like, I think she is like the most successful out of all of them. Like, her beauty empire, like Kim is basically copying her now. Like, that's crazy when you think that Kim.
Ah, no.
Ah, come on. Well, KKW.
No, but Kim started it though.
Not the makeup range. I'm talking about the makeup range, the business.
Okay.
No, not in life, but the makeup range, like how, do you remember, I think it was a year ago, there was an episode on it and Kim said in the episode, Kylie is making the most money out of everybody in this family. And it was to do with the beauty stuff. And then she brought out her line. No, obviously Kim is responsible for everyone's fame, but like Kylie was the first one to really monetize it properly, to be like, she's the youngest billionaire in the world.
Yeah. No, it's
on
insane.
On the cover of Forbes. Like, has Kim been on the cover of Forbes? I don't think she has.
I think she has.
Has she?
Yeah.
So
for
no,
her app.
Like, I totally admire what Kim has done, but I think it's taken her a while to maybe get to where she needs to be like, her app, obviously, makes so much
insane.
Money.
Yeah.
But Kylie just somehow unlocked this, like, secret thing. So, yeah, I think there must be a bit of rivalry between them when Kim is, like, launching a
new
powder.
They are trying to keep it quite different, though. You know,
well, she doesn't. The lip kits were the first thing and like the best thing. Like, even when I was in LA, I got another lip kit because it was like so cheap over there. They did a 50% sale and I was able to get it delivered to my hotel. So I was like, oh my God, amazing. I'm actually wearing it right now.
Gorge.
It's Candy K.
Love that.
I actually got the Coco K too because I feel sorry for Chloe. And I feel like my $15 like maybe went towards her.
Wow.
Yeah. Probably did. So
your $15 will heal her broken heart.
Well, maybe it will. Maybe she'd be like, do you know what? Actually, I got $5 today and I feel so good. Imagine. She was
this is
so great. So yeah, dying to see the new episodes. And I feel like they're going to have to face up to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm very interested to see the Red Table Talk thing. Obviously, by the time this goes out,
it will
have been out. But I think that will determine a lot of things.
This is the year of realizing things, as Kylie would say.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, it's such first world problems. Like,
yeah.
And I do think some of the stuff has to be set up. I just don't fully believe everything. Not the Tristan thing that clearly happened, but like, sometimes I wonder, like, is Kris Jenner slid into someone's DMs? Like, she has a really good relationship with TMZ and the Mail. Like, she tells them things. They talk to her. Like, so sometimes when I see something, I'm like, did Kris?
But that is, like, just to say, that's not necessarily a sin. All of them fucking do it. All celebrities.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. But that's why sometimes I question the stories that come out. I'm like, is that a Kris story or does that actually happen?
Yeah, you're like, what do I believe?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's hard to know. All right.
Caitlyn Jenner's really been shoved out, hasn't she? I haven't heard anything from her in a long time.
I'd say she's delighted, to be honest.
To be out of that life, yeah.
She's just chilling up in Malibu, like, grand.
Wasn't her house engulfed in flames though?
No, I think it was actually fine.
Oh, was it
that
one? Yeah. So sad. When I was in Malibu last week, I was there 2 weeks ago. It was so sad. It's crazy how much it affected like everyone's lives and everything. So yeah, what are your predictions then as we wrap it up for Jordan? Jordan and Kylie, what's the future?
I don't think their friendship is over.
Okay.
But I think it'll like take a long time for like things to get back to normal.
I would love to see an episode on Keeping with the Kardashians of them meeting for the first time since the scandal and like walking into the room and like being like, it's time to talk, Kylie.
I think ultimately Khloe, she's going to continue being angry and posting her cryptic quotes on Instagram.
Non-cryptic, we know what you're saying.
Yeah, we know what you're saying. But I think she'll eventually be like, you know what, I forgive you, just to be like the bigger person. But like Jordan
but
will
like
be massively ousted.
From the hills, it'll be like, I forgive you, but I forget you.
Yeah, but I
won't
forget you.
And then they'll never be friends. Well, Khloe and Jordan will never. Ever.
Oh, no.
Like, that's unforgivable. I do get that. Like, they'll never. But Chris still follows her. I'd say Chris is like, oh. Like, Chris has done some things in her heyday as well.
I'd say Chris just doesn't want to be seen. Like, it would seem fairly, like, ridiculous for, like, a 60-year-old woman to be unfollowing a 21-year-old.
I can imagine Chloe being like, Mom, why aren't you unfollowing her?
Like, it's crazy.
But, like, it's so funny when Kim always says that Chris is, like, obsessed with Kylie now because she's making the most money. So, like, she does whatever Kylie wants. So Kylie's probably like, I'm going to follow her still. So she's like, right, okay.
I'll just follow her.
No, I would love to see, like, last episode, Keeping the Kardashians next season, is just the two of them sitting down for the first time. Like, shook to my core. They both have such terrible personalities on the show, though. Like, Kylie is not herself ever. On it. Like, imagine them sitting down, it would be like, I'm sorry. And she'd be like,
they're
you shouldn't
actually
have done
both, like, they came across extremely antisocial.
Yeah, in the show.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Imagine the two of them sitting down, she'd be like, right.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, Kylie, it's been real. And she'd be like, it has been
it
real.
It has been real.
And then they'll hug and you'd be like, wait, are they friends again?
You won't like, be able to and tell. You know who else is real? Eyler.
Eyler. And she'd like wink into the screen with all her eyelashes. Oh,
I can't cope.
I agree with you though. I think it's over for now, but I don't think Kylie's gonna cut her out for the rest of her life. Like,
no.
Kylie, like, as close as they all are to her, she lives her own life, she does her own things. Like, I don't think,
if anything, like, she's probably closer to Jordan than some of her sisters.
Oh, I'd say so. Everyone's been like, it hurts the most because she's so close to Khloe. I don't think she is. They were pregnant at the same time, but like, Kylie is the youngest and Khloe is the second oldest. Like, they're not like. I'd say Kim and Kylie are closer than Khloe.
I don't know. They always change. You know the way they're always like, oh, which sister am I
loving
right now?
Yeah, because I saw in the trailer that Courtney and Kendall were like, oh, they seem to not get on though.
Yeah, it's weird.
That looks really weird. Kendall is so annoying. She can just leave the show. It's fine.
See, sometimes when they do stuff like that, I'm like, are they just trying to give Kendall a storyline? Because like, who cares?
Yeah, that's true actually. I know what you mean. Yeah, some of it has to be scripted. Like, you know, those episodes where nothing really happening, and then they're like, we're going to scare our mom. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. And like, I remember one time, it was like a few years ago anyway, but like, Jonathan Chaban, he like had a huge fight with Courtney and she ended up like slapping him across the face.
Oh my God.
And I remember being like, that's so fake.
Oh yeah, they accused him of selling stuff to the press and stuff. I think that was
I thought that whole thing wasn't true.
No, there is a few times where you're like, right, they needed a storyline.
Yeah.
So they just have randomly
because like things, like, you know yourself, like things can't happen every day. I know crazy shit happens to them, but like it can't be happening every day, you know.
Actually, I saw Khloe just posted on Instagram there while we're here. And she's like, start each day with a grateful, happy heart. Count your blessings over your burdens. Smile. You got this. Lord, thank you. Like, you know, she's sitting there fuming.
Yeah.
And she's like, start your day happy. But she's like, fuck's sake, I'm going to kill you all. So yeah, can't wait for the new season. Very excited. And all the stuff with the Malibu fire as well in Kim and Kanye's house. That's going to be so intense. The Drake scandal.
It's going to be a crazy season.
Like, will they discuss Drake? I hope so. I'm dying
I think they
to
will.
Know how that went down. So there's a lot this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're very excited.
I'm very excited.
Right, that's it from us today. So that's it from us this week, guys. I really hope you enjoyed that. We, like Kendra said, are obsessed with the Kardashians. So we will be following this story closely. And I swear to God, I nearly did get that Uber to Jordan's house. Maybe I should have. So if you want to listen back to any of our other episodes on the Gosscast, we're on iTunes, we're on Spotify, and then obviously on the site itself. And if you're going to take a look on iTunes or Spotify, give us an all rating, subscribe to us. And we will be back next week with a guest. So chat to you then.